I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A senior member of Israel's government calls on Gaza Arabs to voluntarily emigrate as war rages in Gaza City. Over two-thirds of Gaza's 2.3 million residents have fled their homes since the war began. However, hundreds of Palestinian Christians remain in place, and they're in trouble. Nishat Feldman with the Palestinian Bible Society says,
the army is surrounding the churches and all of the Christians have gone to the church building and they don't know if they're going to make it or not through this war.
Ask God to protect Christ followers in the Gaza Strip.
Most people in North America do not know that Christians have been living there for ages in Gaza. This is maybe a wake-up call or, if you wish, a kind reminder. We exist. We are here in Gaza Strip, and we need your prayers.
And many Haitians in northern Haiti have come to rely on For Haiti with Love as a place to go in emergency. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains,
it's a variety of things that you encounter with people who have absolutely no flexibility with money. We're dealing with the poorest of the poor in the population, which means there is no emergency fund.
For Haiti with Love relies on its faithful supporters in the U.S. to continue this work and share the gospel with its patients.
We make them very aware that without God's provision, we wouldn't be there to be the disperser of his funds in order for them to get the benefit. God is the supplier. We are just managing it.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.